Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
What's going on? Today, we're going to look at the Hanged Man in tarot through the lens of rock and roll. And when the Hanged Man comes up in a reading, many perceive that as a negative. With the Hanged Man, it's almost like a count your blessings. You know, I look at friends of mine who were badly addicted to drugs or drank excessively and something bad happened, whether it was an overdose or an accident or even an arrest, but they survived. They were forced to take a good long look in the mirror. They were forced to pause. They were forced to reevaluate how you were living your life. That's the Hanged Man. We all want certain things in life, and we may go balls to the wall after them, and while we're going so fast, we don't see what's around us, and we miss so much. And there's no better example of the Hanged Man in music than Bob Dylan. When Bob Dylan emerged onto the music scene, he was a folk singer. 1962 saw Bob Dylan's very first album, self-titled. It was released on March 19th, 1962. 1 year later, he put out the freewheeling Bob Dylan with songs like Blowing in the Wind that Peter, Paul, and Mary covered. And Dylan became this folk legend. A year later, the times they were changing. He had the finger on the pulse of what was going on in society. He had his finger on the pulse of what was changing in society. And then all of a sudden, Bob Dylan became a rocker. There was this famous festival called the Newport Folk Festival, which was a haven for folk singers and singer-songwriters. And Dylan comes out with electric guitars and got booed off the stage. I mean, he rocked the place to folk people who just weren't having it. And all of a sudden, Dylan transformed into this rocker. Nobody did electric folk. Now, at the time when Dylan became a rock star and bands and musicians like Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin were emerging, it was moving fast. The world was moving fast. Everything, there was a war going on. Everything was happening fast. And Dylan became even more of a controversial figure because not only was he fighting against the establishment, now he was fighting against his own people because the folk people felt that he was a traitor to them becoming this big rock star. And then what happened was Bob Dylan had a motorcycle accident. And the accident itself is shrouded in mystery. But he has this accident in 66, ironically enough, in Woodstock, New York, years before the festival, and he had to stop. The accident itself is immortalized in Don McLean's American Pie. When Don McLean is talking about everything that was going on in the world at the time, and he says, with the jester on the sideline in a cast, that's Bob Dylan. Dylan was the jester, and he couldn't participate. He was watching everybody else capitalize on this rock and roll and folk fusion and transformation and watching the world transform, and he was sidelined. The Hanged Man. He was going so fast. He was changing so fast that the universe said, pause and pause now. And then in 1967, Bob Dylan launched a comeback. It was the John Wesley Harding album. And even though there were some very rocker moments on it, that was the album that saw the original version of All Along the Watchtower. It was still a return to Bob Dylan's roots because when you're going so fast in life, changing so fast, not seeing what's going on around you, you can get reckless. You can get careless. You can fly off a motorcycle even though you've been riding for 10 years and nearly kill yourself. And the fact that Dylan whether it was divine intervention or it was luck or whatever, the fact that Dylan survived that motorcycle accident but was in a neck brace for so many weeks and years while everybody else was changing around him and involved in the change, Dylan saw the hanged man in action very quickly. Once he returned to his roots and he recorded songs like All Along the Watchtower, Jimi Hendrix was at a party, heard the song, said, "We have to do that." And it became not only one of Jimi Hendrix's best songs, think of the royalties Dylan got because the Hendrix version still to this day in 2022 gets played often. It is not a bad thing to see the hanged man if there's negative energy surrounding the hanged man. It might be because we're going too fast and not looking at the signs. Sometimes, whether it's Mother Nature or the universe, we got to get bitch slapped every once in a while. When I was in my 20s, I was as reckless as it came. I was as reckless as a human being could be. And it wasn't a hateful thing. It wasn't self-loathing. I was having fun. But I came close a couple of times to my own demise. And unfortunately, I watch friends of mine not fare as well. I've lost some of my best friends to reckless behavior, and it was a humbling and well-needed wake-up call because it would have been me. That is the hanged man. The hanged man is part humility, part, yo, wake up. And part, everybody needs to take a break every once in a while. And if you like these lessons, if you like the way we talk about tarot through the lens of rock and roll and the story of Bob Dylan, who's in his 80s and still, after that pause, one of the biggest and most influential musicians of all time. There are songs that you're listening to right now that he wrote that nobody realizes is a Dylan song. Even All Along the Watchtower, that's basically considered a Hendrix song, but Dylan wrote it. He wrote Mr. Tambourine Man by the Byrds. Dylan had an amazing career, but he did face the energy of the hanged man and had to slow down for a little while. So please like and subscribe to this podcast, Rock and Soul Tarot. If you like these lessons, there are shorter video lessons on my YouTube page, Rock and Soul Tarot. Please, please subscribe. And I also have some videos up talking about rock and roll and tarot on my Instagram, Orlando0616. I'll see you soon. Until then, gonna miss you, baby. Good luck. Goodbye. Be safe.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.